Nyttårssalget er i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.
En podcast fra Podplay.
Ja, velkommen til Gammal Maiden, som ofte handler om den første gangen. Og nå skal du få treffe en gjest som debutert seksuelt første gangen han gikk på Iron Maiden konsert.
It was my first time and I got to go to the Maiden show too, so it was awesome.
Gammal Maiden. Oj, det här är Det stort for meg altså å få prate med Jerry Cantrell, kjent fra Alice in Chains, nå en ut med soloalbum I Want Blood. Og det her en kar jeg har hørt utrolig mye på. Alice in Chains var et av de første bandene jeg oppdaget da den her Maiden-perioden min på tidlig 90-tall begynte å ebbe litt ut da. Alice in Chains, ikke sant? Og så får jeg en prat med fyren. Dessverre en på et hotellrom i London, og det er elendig dekning der. Dårlig lyd, så store deler av opptaket jeg gjorde er totalt ubrukelig. Men så fikk jeg ringt den via resepsjon på hotellet, og da ble lyden bedre, og da klinket jeg til med noen Maiden-spørsmål, så da tenker jeg at du skal få en liten bonusepisode her med selveste Jerry Cantrell. Og vi åpner faktisk med at jeg spør om låta Off the Rails fra siste albumet, som åpner ganske så likt Wasted Years av Iron Maiden. Og det viser seg at Jerry Cantrell så klart er en ordentlig gammel Maiden-fan. Kos deg med en utrolig hyggelig gitarrist og jækla bra vokalist også, Jerry Cantrell i Gammal Maiden.
Gammal Maiden med Torkel Torsvik.
Listening to Off the Rails from this album, I think we have a common favorite band from the childhood, Iron Maiden. Have you?
Maiden's a huge band for me, for sure.
Yeah.
I hear that. I hear you can. I definitely can catch a little whiff of Maiden and maybe Priest even, you know, in that intro, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just on the radio here in London, and they asked me to pick a bunch of my favorite songs or whatever and bands. And with Paul Di'Anno's passing recently, which I was, you know, very sad to hear, they were a really important band to me, especially in those first two records. And then, you know, continuing on with Bruce, of course, you know, with Number of the Beast. Love Maiden.
Mm-hmm. I think a friend of mine came after I listened to Maiden for 2-3 years, and then, hey, you should listen to this. And it was a cassette with some Alice in Chains songs, and I loved it immediately. And I think it's all about the harmonies, isn't it? Like, what did you listen to when you grew up and fell in love with harmonies yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real eclectic mix, you know. I mean, I grew up, both my parents were country music fans, and you know, we always my grandmother played an instrument, my mother, my aunt, you know, they played organ, and my grandmother played an accordion, and there was always singing in the house, and all sorts of music television shows. In the States, we had a kind of a country show hosted by Buck Owens and Roy Clark called Hee Haw. And so that we watched that every week. And then there was also, you know, on my grandmother's side were Norwegian. So She was a big fan of Lawrence Welk, and so we watched the Lawrence Welk show a lot, and that was always on. You know, any sort of music was celebrated in our household. So anything from American Bandstand to Midnight Special. You know, I'm an Army brat. My dad was in the service, so I grew up on a lot of Army bases with a real diverse mix of kids. And so, you know, we listened to everything from R&B to disco to soul to punk to rock to metal to country, blues, jazz, you name it. You know, so and you know, I also was really interested in music in school. So, you know, I played in band. I also was in choir, and in that I did drama as well, where we did like, you know, musicals and stuff on the stage. And so, I was always kind of drawn to music, and I was always surrounded by it, from a young age. So, you know, I made my way to rock pretty quick, but there's all of that other stuff is sprinkled in there too. So, you know,
music is important in like every moment of life, and I think I read somewhere that you were going to a Maiden concert and got in bed with with a girl or something. Can that be true?
Yeah, that's a true story. Yeah, my girlfriend and I skipped school. Our mothers allowed us to skip school to get on to drive down to Seattle. I lived in a town called Spanaway, which is south of Seattle by about 40 miles or so. And we bought tickets, and we were going to go wait in line and try to get up close, you know, to the stage. And my buddy's car broke down, so we ended up hanging at my house for a couple of hours with both of our mothers checking in on us. And yeah, that was a very cool day. It was my first time, and I got to go to the Maiden show too, so with her. It was awesome.
That's a good one. Back to your album.
That was a pretty stellar day, you know.
Yeah, sounds good.
I was 17. Yeah,
that's a good one for my. I got a podcast with Maiden Memories. Actually, do you remember the first time you heard Iron Maiden? Like, listen to it.
Yeah, probably right around there, 16, 17. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And do you remember which album?
I mean, it's the first record, yeah. Actually, probably for the first and the second record, Iron Maiden and Killers, yeah.
Yeah, the first one.
And I probably discovered them right in the window, right where they were kind of making that transition. And then I got to see them again. I think that particular show when I was 17 was the Number of the Beast tour, I think. So Bruce had entered the band there, and that record was amazing.
Wow, you're a lucky guy. You collaborated with people we know again on this new album: Duff McKagan, Rob Trujillo, Greg Puciato, and but you're also in a band. Is there a difference there, or when you're making a solo album, does it feel like being in a band when you're in studio and rehearsing?
Yeah, I think the dynamic is pretty similar. You know, it's the same. The only thing that's different is the personnel. You know, so the process is always the same. You're hanging with your buddies. You know, you're hanging with people, and you're making music with people that you respect and that you have, you know, you have similar goals in mind. You want to make some kick ass fucking rock and roll, you know. And you know, I'm pretty lucky to have a good handful of friends that are come from some pretty amazing bands and are individually, you know, some of the best musicians in the world, and guys that I admire and look up to, as well as being very, you know, very, very dear friends of mine. And so, you know, when I do records on my own, I'm used to that. I'm used to creating in that environment with Alice, because that's where we are. We're a family, you know, and we're a group of friends first, and then we're a band second. So, if I'm not working with Alice, you know, I want to call up, you know, a group of my friends to kind of, that's just the way that I operate. You know, I don't know that I would. I think it would be a little too impersonal for me to just get a bunch of studio musicians that I don't know You know what I mean? I don't know that you would get the feel, you know? And it's, you know, it's a fun process too, you know, hanging out with these guys, cause I don't get to see them that much. They're, you know, they've got their own day jobs, and I have mine. So we don't often get the time to work outside of our bands. You know, we get little windows in which to do it. And so when you find the opportunity, which I've had to do, Brighton and I Want Blood in, and then previously in my career, 18 or, you know, 20 some years ago, I was able to do the same thing with Boggy Depot and Degradation Trip. So it's kind of a full circle moment in life that I'm being able to do it again, like 20 years apart, do two solo records back to back, you know.
Mm-hmm. These are experienced musicians you're talking about here, and I think I can hear some of the playfulness and the style of Duff McKagan sneaking in I Want Blood.
I mean, you come on, you know it's Mike Borden on drums, you know. You know it's Duff McKagan on bass, you know, it's Robert Trujillo on bass, it's Gil Cherone on drums, you know, so, you know, of course the personality is always going to bleed through, and that's what you want, you know. Everybody's got to bring, you know, everybody has to bring their own personality and presence into the creative process. Now, you know, I've written a bunch of songs, and I have a vision for how I think they would best go, you know, so I kind of lay out the blueprint, and then we kind of go from there and just jam it out, you know. But you know, it's humbling. It's humbling that number one, they're interested and want to be a part of it and want to help me bring in a great record, and number two, to allow themselves to kind of be produced a little bit and guided, and also to give me great ideas like, hey, what about this? Or, hey, did you think about this? Or, hey, I'm going to try this. What do you think about that? Fuck, that's great. And I would never have thought of that. You know, like, you know, that's just part of creating music. It's real in the moment. You know, you're just kind of, you know, feeling it out and getting in there and chopping it up and making some noise and until it sounds right, you know, until you sound tight, you know, and it's got some attitude.
Nyttårssalget er i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.
Fiken er et superenkelt regnskapsprogram for bedrifter. Men visste du at du også kan starte din egen bedrift med Fiken? Gjør som tusenvis av andre og registrer AS og enkeltpersonforetak trygt og enkelt ved å fylle et skjema på fiken.no. Vi hjelper deg hele veien til ferdig registrert bedrift. Du trenger ikke være kunde av Fiken fra før, og velger helt selv om du vil bruke regnskapsprogrammet vårt etterpå. Tjenesten koster heller ingenting ekstra. Fiken. Start din egen bedrift. Superenkelt.
You're listening to a podcast. I'm Bruce Dickinson. You're not, and you're listening to Gamal Maiden.
You're having a tour in North America after Christmas, but what about Europe?
Yeah, January to March we'll be touring the States. It's my last day in London today and tomorrow morning, and then head back for rehearsals. For about 3 or 4 days in Los Angeles, and then we head to South America to play Buenos Aires, Santiago, and Sao Paulo.
Nice. And I hope to see you near Norway or Europe as soon as possible, Jerry.
We're trying. I was just meeting with my agent about a half hour ago, so we're trying to figure out that routing. I'm definitely going to be over here in the UK and Europe in June, doing some festivals and some shows on my own. So we're just trying to figure out the layout there. It was important to me. It's always important to me if I get to come up to the Scandinavian countries in summer. You know, if you're over there, it's the best time to be there for rock. So We were just trying to figure that out, but we were definitely looking at some Norway dates. We just have to make it make sense. If we can't get to Norway, hopefully we'll get to Sweden or Finland or someplace close, you know.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the chat, Jerry, and good luck with the release and the tour.
All right, man. Good talking to you.
Thank you very much. Have a nice one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Gammal Maiden med Torkel Torsvik, en podcast fra Radio Rock.
Du har hørt en podcast fra Podplay. En enklere måte å høre podcast på. Last ned appen Podplay, eller se podplay.no.
Nyttårssalget I gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du I butikk og på dressmann.com.